Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to The Memoir of a Descendant Stan. The Descendant's quote of the day is, "You could stick a tiara on a villain, but you're still a villain." And the reason we have that quote today, because today we are going to be having a discussion about Mal and why I and many other people in this fandom hate her. Now, I say hate because I feel like it's okay to say you can hate a fictional character but not a real person unless that person did something really, really, really bad towards you. But it's okay to say that you can hate a fictional character, but I will. Hate is such a strong word. I'll say my strong dislike for Mal, because just saying hate over and over again, it's kind of draining. So we're just going to be talking about why we don't like Mal. A lot of people didn't seem to have an issue with Mal, including myself, until the second and the third movie. But as somebody that read the first book, The Owl of the Lost, in the whole Descendants franchise, Owl of the Lost was the first thing that happened. I did not read The Owl of the Lost book until after I watched the first Descendants movie. And I honestly wish I did read the book before I watched the movie, because reading the book did give me a different perspective on everyone, including Ben. Because after I read the book, I didn't really like Ben that much either. Now, I just want to make a disclaimer, because a lot of people in this fandom, they're not the brightest. If I'm talking about Mal, I am not talking about Dove Cameron, okay? I think you guys need to understand that, because some people tend to think that if I'm talking about Mal, I'm talking about Dove. That's not the case. One person is real, another is fictional. One is not even a person, they're a freaking fairy. So, yes, please understand that. Now, in the first movie, many of us just tolerated Mal. Nobody really liked her, nobody really disliked her. She was just kind of there. Like, we understand she's a girl that moved to another place, didn't know anybody, didn't know how to think for herself because her mom was just so controlling over her life. I just tolerated her in the first film. She didn't really do anything for me. She was pretty bland, I would say. I cared more about the other three villain kids than Mal herself, but you know, she's the main character. We had to tolerate her. Now, in the book, The Owl of the Lost, Mal was just a really, really big bully. Like, she was like the school bully, and a lot of people don't really know that because a lot of people did not read the books. Now, this is just a little off topic, but it really does irritate me with this fandom because a lot of them did not read the books, and I'm just like, they're important to the timeline, y'all. If you're not gonna read the book, at least go on the Wikia. Yes, Descendants has a Wikia. And read the freaking plot summaries. They're there. They're there for a reason, because we know people don't like to read. But yeah, she was just a really, really big bully. And when her and Evie were really little, about 5 and 6 years old, Mal wasn't invited to Evie's birthday party. And we all know that was not on Evie's part. That was her mom. And Evie was punished for it by Maleficent. And she didn't get out of solitary confinement until she was about 15 years old. So I really did feel for Evie, because Evie grew up alone. Evie didn't have friends growing up at all. And it's all because of Mal and her mother. Now, I don't really blame Mal for that overall, but Mal still was very, very rude to her after she got out of solitary confinement. That's why I just don't. A lot of people tend to ship Mal and Evie together, and I just can't, because I just can't put in the back of my mind how mean she was to her. And then Mal treated Evie like crap, okay? She treated her like she was like the scum on her shoe. Like, she was just not a good friend to her. Evie was just way too good to her. She did not deserve her. Now, a lot of people didn't seem to point out all the issues with Mal until the second movie came out, and I was still kind of in denial about Mal being a terrible character, but no, she's horrible. She is just awful. Like, she's just selfish, she's manipulative, she thinks everything is about her, and she doesn't learn from her mistakes because she goes back and keeps doing it. The whole entire Descendants timeline, they're all in trouble and cleaning up Miles' messes the entire time. Like, it happened in the books. It happened in that Wicked World series that I really don't want to speak about, but it did. And it happened in the movies. The core four, the three of them, which I'm talking about Evie, Mal, and Jay. They're not Evie, Mal, and Jay. Carlos, Evie, and Jay, they're always just constantly cleaning up her mess. Because in the first book, it started where Evie, Mal wanted to play a mean prank on Evie. Now, she forced Carlos to have a party for the prank to happen at, and Carlos didn't want to do it. She was just really manipulative. The only one out of the core four that could put Mal in her place was Jay. Jay, to be honest, Jay had more chemistry with Mal, but that's just another topic for another discussion. Jay was the only person that kind of put Mal in her place. That's the reason why Jay was the closest thing Mal had to a friend back home on the Isle. It's just she never takes responsibility for her own actions until it's like too late. And then in the end of the movie, like, can we just talk about how at the end of The Sinners 3, it was just really, really sloppy writing. Like, it was just really, really bad. And everybody was just like, I'm not buying that she learned from her mistakes, because she didn't. She just did it because she, No. People were saying that we hate Mal, but we tolerate Uma for everything wrong that she did and whatnot. And I'll just go ahead and say this. I love Uma. I love Uma to death. But I will be the first person to tell you that Uma has a really nasty attitude, and so does Mal. But it came off a bit as racist, because so many people were having this burning hatred towards Uma for the same reason they liked Mal. Now, it's just something that I have seen. I've seen it go on multiple times when it comes to the internet. That if it's a mean white girl, other white girls will go and just see her as a god or as their role model. And they will literally make up any little excuse for their behavior. Like, it happens with Sharpay Evans. It happens with Blair from Gossip Girl. Regina George. Like, I found a post about it on Twitter and I put it on my Tumblr blog. I'm gonna read it to you guys so you guys can get like a better feel for it, because that's exactly what it is. Everybody just thinks she's being a strong minded girl when she's just really being mean. She's just being a bitch, and I just don't like that. Like, stop making up excuses for her. Like, I feel as if these women like this, they get away with things like that because they're pretty. Because the main reason I don't like Mal is because she reminds me a lot of the girls that I didn't like that I went to high school with and middle school with. Like, she reminds me of girls that used to pick on me, but nobody really did anything about it because they were pretty or they were popular or because they were scared of them. They never did anything about it because they felt as if nobody could take them on. And that's how it just coming off as. They feel as if they're untouchable because they have this some sort of power above people. And you know, Mal is the daughter of Maleficent. We know she was like the evilest of them all. And she was also Ben's girlfriend, she was probably going to be queen sooner or later. So she had that authority over everybody. Like, back with Uma. Uma was angry. Uma had the right to be mad because she wasn't picked. But Uma wasn't brought to Auradon yet, so she didn't get to see what a better life would have been like. Mal had the opportunity to have a better life. She already got it, and she still didn't change as a person. Okay, I finally found that post from my Tumblr. It was a tweet that I did put on my Tumblr. I just reblogged it. I didn't put it there myself. Okay, now it says, these girls are not the villains of their stories, but y'all are not ready for that conversation. Now, it's Chanel Oberlin from Scream Queens. Amazing show. You guys should watch it. Watch the first season. Don't watch the second season. The second season's trash. Regina George from Mean Girls. Sharpay Evans from High School Musical. And Blair from Gossip Girl. Now, we all know that all four of these girls are terrible, okay? They're all horrible people. And somebody quoted it and said, the movies, these girls are antagonists and we will show you why. White girls who think being rude is a quirky personality trait. Exactly. Like, when they think it's cute. They think acting bad or being mean or stuck up or whatnot, it's cute. That's why I just can't stand Mal, because she just reminds me too much of the girls that I didn't like growing up with. Like, I honestly don't even think she should have been with Ben. I and plenty of other people don't, because it just wasn't working for me. Ben and her had no chemistry whatsoever together. Ben honestly would have worked better with Evie, because Evie, there was just something there with them two. And Mal didn't have it to be queen. Evie did. Like, Mal was not fit to be queen. She was still selfish. She was still mean. She was still rude. She didn't learn. She didn't change. But Evie did. And the thing about it is that Evie was never really terrible to begin with. Like, yeah, she had a smart mouth and whatnot, but Evie was pretty decent. Like, I think her growing up as a lonely kid and having no friends really affected the way she treated people when she moved to Oronnax. And I really wish Mal could learn a few things from Evie or two, because Evie is her best friend, who she doesn't deserve, but it's just irritating. But yes, that concludes my rant about why I don't like Mal from A Descendants, because it reminds me too much of my sad life. And yeah, I will read the Descendants quote of the day again. You could stick a tiara on a villain, but you're still a villain. Thank you guys for listening to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan, and I will see you on the next one.